And good afternoon, Nevada shooters. It is Saturday, December 12th, a little bit after 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right at 15:07 hours for you people that are familiar with that time of clock. It's going quick.
Yeah.
This month is almost over.
I know, crazy. Well, the year is almost over.
Yep. Coming into 2016, I'm looking ahead to 2016 with mixed emotions and, shall I dare say, trepidation.
Well, the good thing is, the positive is, it'll be the last year of the Obama administration, hopefully.
Yes.
The bad thing is, I think things are going to get a whole lot worse.
I believe they are. I absolutely agree with you. I know we've talked about this at length, and yeah, I agree with you. Hey, I know that you are not a fan of the Washoe County School District.
Yeah, correct.
They're not an advertiser, so I'll talk about them.
Oh, they're awful. They're corrupt.
My daughter attends a high school. I'm not going to say which one. She attends a high school within the Washoe County School District system. She's a freshman, and she's telling me about a class that she is taking there. I forget what the name of the class is, where they talk to the students about dealing with their emotions, which on the surface seems like fairly appropriate topic. I mean, you want to, if it's life experience and preparing people for the real world.
Yeah, forgive me if I'm feeling cynical about this, though,
until
already.
Until it turns into one of these, rainbows and unicorns, be careful not to offend, words hurt, this whole agenda, right? To which I replied to my daughter, honey, here's how I would teach that class. If it was me, I would get up in front of that class, look everybody dead in the eye, say, let me tell you something, boys and girls.
Grow up and take responsibility.
The world's a crappy place.
Yeah.
It's not fair. Things don't go the way you want them to.
Go out and get a job.
Not everybody gets a blue ribbon for attending.
Right.
Go get a job. Don't do drugs. And grow some thick skin. Or reach down and find your pills that you were born with down there in the no-no zone. Or ladies, pretend you have a set. Anyway, grow a friggin' set, get some thick skin, and get the hell over it.
Right.
I am so sick and tired of trying to read people's minds and figure out where their personal line of decency is. I forgot where mine was a long time ago. I don't have the time or the patience, kids, to try and learn where your personal line of decency is, where it begins and ends. You don't like what I said? Too bad.
Anybody that's friends with you on Facebook knows you forgot about that a long time ago.
Oh, my gosh. Well, here's the other thing, too. I went to a choir concert that she had, and there was a all-girls choir.
Okay.
And everybody was in a cocktail dress. All the girls were in very beautiful cocktail dresses.
Okay.
Except for one girl who was in, I want to kind of say it was a Jared Leto, not quite sure if it was a male tuxedo or, but there was just, let's just say she was very, very different.
Okay.
That's fine. Everybody's different. I get that. And I asked my daughter, I said, how come that one girl in the end there was not wearing a cocktail dress? Oh, they don't identify with their sexuality. I said, no, I'm not talking about they. I'm talking about this one. No. She prefers not to identify herself with any sort of sexual stereotype. She's asexual and does not like the labels him or her, so she prefers to be called them or they.
What?
And we've been instructed to respect her wishes and refer to her as them, they, or their. You're not to refer to her as he or she.
I'm all for respecting my fellow person, but holy crap.
Yeah.
What? Are you serious?
I said, where does she use a restroom? My daughter goes, I have no idea. I said, surely she must not go the whole day without going to the bathroom. So if she doesn't identify, do they have a special restroom for her?
Maybe she's like Kim Jong-un and she doesn't have to.
Little Kim? I don't know.
Have you seen the interview? That movie?
No. I watched like 5 minutes of it. This is stupid.
It was funny. Come on. The one of the legends about Kim Jong-un is the fact that he doesn't have to use a restroom ever.
His body is just that efficient.
Right.
We got quite a bit on the agenda today.
We're
running up against the clock. Hopefully we're going to get to all this. We'll see if we can't do it.
We're already running up against clock?
Oh, no. I'm looking at the clock here. I think we got We got like 5 minutes or so. I think we're good.
Don't cut us short. Come on.
We're going to talk a little bit about, and I think this is very appropriate, about active shooter response, what to do in an active shooter. And segueing into that, the caveat to that is talking about trunk guns. You know, should you carry a long gun in your vehicle? The pros and cons of that.
Yeah.
I found it interesting that there was a press conference Josh Earnest held at the White House where he states that the White House is clueless as to why Americans are going out in droves and buying guns. I want to talk about that a little bit.
How out of touch is the White House?
Yep. University of Texas has made a landmark decision when it comes to guns in schools and classrooms.
Yeah, they did.
I said this a couple weeks ago. Gun control is coming.
I think you and I both agreed with that.
Yep. And guess what? It's coming. We're going to tell you when it's coming.
And why we, from a very credible source.
Yes, extremely credible source. It's coming. Stand by.
Yeah.
We've got a video or a video, some audio we want to play for you. Every town for gun safety or moms demand everything, whatever they
want
to call
them
these days.
They've been quiet the last few months.
They have been quiet. Well, they're rearing their ugly little hairsprayed heads. And they have just come out and sponsored a new celebrity montage video on gun control. Now, I've yet to see this. I remember we played one before.
Yeah.
This is going to be interesting. I want to hear what they have to say now post-San Bernardino. Your pal, Michelle Fiore, her Christmas card.
Yes, my pal.
Holy hell.
It blew up this week again.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
Well, people are just rabid dogs over this thing.
Well, and there's a divide. And we'll talk more about it. It's either 100% positive or, man, it is viciously negative.
It is. There's no in between.
Right.
It's just, and it's vitriolic, too. People are just hateful.
Yep.
NRA memberships, as you can imagine, are up.
Boom.
And you are going to want to hear this because you're not going to want to miss how many guns have been sold, how many background checks were completed in the month of November. The numbers are astounding.
It's awesome.
I mean, they are heads and tails above what they were on Black Friday. If you remember on Black Friday, 185,000 NICS checks or Brady checks were conducted on Black Friday.
And you know what? I'm going to predict that December's background check numbers are going to be even bigger.
Oh, I believe so.
Especially this week and next week.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about it. And, of course, the White House can't figure out why.
Right.
They don't have any idea.
Idiots.
So let's kick off about active shooters real quick.
Okay, let's do.
This is something that is at the forefront of every news report now, whether it's radio, television, paper print, newsprint.
And I'd argue it's been at the forefront of every concealed carrier's mind for the last few months.
It has been. We've talked about this at length. I'm not going to go into too much detail about, you know, what your specific response to be. I'll just hit the highlights of it. And we know that, you know, you basically have three options. And that is you can flee, you can hide, or if you're discovered,
you can fight.
And fight with whatever you have at your disposal, anything. Because if you don't fight,
you're
going to
die.
Yep. You will be killed. Yep. I guarantee it. So those are your three responses. One of the there was an article we posted on the Armed Nevada radio page, or I believe that you posted, regarding the carrying of trunk guns.
Yeah.
You know, and if you are, you know, if you've lived in the wilderness, if you're a farmer, rancher, everybody carries a trunk gun,
right.
Shoot predators, put down sick animals.
Or back of the front seat gun or whatever you
want
to call it.
Whatever you want to call it. So now they're talking, you know, people in greater numbers now are starting to carry long guns in their vehicles.
Yep. And I have several friends, they carry either plate carriers or armor and a rifle in the trunk of their cars.
Yes. I have been known to do that. I hate to say it, but it is getting to that point, and
I may or may not have done that also in the past, but I think the article brings up some interesting points is that, most of us civilians will probably never use that deploy that in an active shooter situation because we're not going to head back into the building.
Well, and that brings up a very good point. You're absolutely right. If your trunk gun, if you're carrying a long gun, whether it's an AK or an AR or Mini 14, you know, any one of those scary assault rifles, it's not your response to active shooter gun. That is your get the hell out of Dodge and get home gun.
Well, and that's you know, that term right there, get home gun. That's primarily if I was to have a rifle in my trunk, that would be why it would be there. Is that, you know, who knows, riots, terrible earthquakes.
In the event of civil unrest, natural right. disaster, exactly. You know, one of the disadvantages to intervening in an active shooter is if you return to your vehicle, grab your AR, and go back into the kill zone.
With a long gun,
a couple things are going to happen. Number one, you got to fight your way against the crowd that's fleeing.
Yep.
Number two, you are more than likely going to be mistaken for a bad guy
right.
because you don't have any identifying information. I'm retired. The only identifying information I have is carried in my back pocket.
Right.
Not to mention, you're now returning into the danger zone with, in most cases, with little or zero experience on how to clear a building.
Right.
That's just not a situation you want to put yourself in.
See, and that's why I think in this case, or in a active shooter type of case, obviously the long gun would be a more effective weapon, but I think in terms of tactics and being mistaken for the bad guy, mm-hmm. I think as concealed carriers, our handguns are probably the best type of tool to have with us.
Your primary response should be to get out of there. We're going to hit on this a little bit more. We're up against a break right now. Hang on. We got some great stuff to talk about. You listen to Ben and Gary on 107.3 Armed Nevada Radio. All right, you're back with Ben and Gary, Armed Nevada Radio, 107.3 FM, the only station not endorsed by Hillary Clinton.
In Reno.
I don't think she'd endorse us anyway. We should try and get her on the show.
Oh, goodness. Are you serious? No.
You think that would happen?
No.
You know, I'm going to find out her contact info. I'm going to do that. I'm going to send her people a request. Hey, we'd love to have you on the show next time you're in Reno.
We should try it. I'd have way more fun with Ted Cruz or Donald Trump.
This is a small studio. I don't know if we could fit all her Secret Service.
Her entourage.
Team. We couldn't be armed.
Oh, yeah.
We couldn't be armed.
Oh, we would be unarmed radio for that.
We would be unarmed Nevada radio. That's exactly right.
Oh,
my God. So we're talking a little bit about active shooters and trunk guns. There's definitely a place for them. I carry one, not consistently. I should now, and I will be after today. I'm going to consistently start carrying a long gun with me.
Yeah.
But again, look, it's not to intervene. It's not to be a hero. This is your get-home-safely gun in the event of natural disaster, civil unrest, riots, etc. You want to get back to your family as quickly and safely as you can.
I read another article yesterday. I don't think I posted it. Maybe I will this afternoon. About what do you do when you're actually in the active shooter situation to mitigate the worry or the concern that you're going to be mistaken as a bad guy. Some people were saying that they, you know, like concealed carry badges. I cringe every time.
Well,
hear me out. This is what the article is saying, because I cringe every time I hear concealed carry badge. But the only reason this one person carries it is because he can flash it in the event of an active shooter. And
I completely disagree with that. I think that if you find yourself caught up in an active shooter situation, you should still adhere to your three options: flee, hide, and fight as a last resort.
I personally think, you know, obviously never having been through an active shooter, I'm just, you know, supposing here, but I personally think that those of us that train, that high compressed ready, muzzle mm-hmm. down, those types of things, you know, bringing it in close, not pointing it at people until we're ready to engage, those are the things that are going to separate us from being mistaken as a bad guy.
True. I agree with that to a point. I would say, and you're right, you're absolutely right on that. The problem is, as a concealed carry where you're caught up in an active shooter situation, your greater responsibility is to yourself and to those around you. You need to save those people around you, not run and intervene unless it is absolutely the only option you have left open to you.
Right.
You know, the incident with the factory owner that retrieved his AR-15
yeah.
when that Muslim radical
was
lopped off the head of a fellow employee. He had no choice.
Right.
That guy would have killed several people given a chance.
And
that's a rare occasion.
Well, and I was going to say that's a unique situation because you got the machete wielding bad guy who's, you know, going to town, more rural part of Oklahoma, I think.
Yeah.
You know, I think you and I both would have agreed the trunk gun would have been for sure. I mean, for me, the handgun would have come out before I would have had to have gotten the trunk gun. But
yeah, the trunk gun offers you a very strategic platform where you can stand off and you don't have to get in close to engage if you have the marksmanship skills to do that. Now, I'm not saying, you know, be a Chris Kyle and snipe the guy from a mile away.
Or his wife. Did you see that this last week?
Oh, yeah. His wife smoked that competition.
2,150 yards.
beat the ranking NRA long gun champion.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for her. Yeah. All right, I think we've beaten this dead horse enough. something, Josh Earnest, my favorite press secretary of all times.
I don't know. What was the last? Carney. He was pretty entertaining.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Where, you know, Carney just flat out disappeared off the face of the planet.
Where did he go?
He's gone. I don't know.
Well, because if you have to apologize for Obama, what credibility
if
do you
I
have?
If I was him, I would have fled. I would have
fled
gone,
the country.
I would have fled, gone to Brazil like the Nazis did after the Second World War. There was an interesting statement that Josh Earnest made. They were asking him, I don't recall who the reporter was.
No, this isn't interesting. It's unbelievable.
This is unbelievable. You can't make this stuff up. Asking Josh Earnest if the White House can explain why there is this massive run on firearms following San Bernardino. And
I have no idea.
His actual quote was, "The White House is clueless as to why there has been a gigantic run on firearms." And then he called that run concerning and sad. So, Josh.
You know what? Let me shorten that statement.
Opie.
The White House is clueless, period. Whether it be guns, healthcare, you know, while the rest of us are struggling to pay sky-high deductibles and sky-high premiums, they're clueless. Obamacare is working.
Oh, we agree on that.
I mean, what the? They live behind a intellectual wall of ineptitude and ignorance.
Well, this just goes to tell you this is a greater part of that agenda. When he starts calling it concerning and sad that Americans are exercising their Second Amendment constitutional right to buy firearms to protect themselves and their families, I think these people are – there's a – you know, Black Friday, 185,000
God bless
Nick's checks, Brady's checks were completed on gun sales, lawful gun sales. That's just Black Friday. Wait till you hear listen, listeners, wait till you hear the number of all of November.
You know what, Obama? It's not sad. I think it's encouraging.
Highly encouraging.
So many Americans are realizing that we do not have to be reliant upon the state for our security, that we as people have the means and the opportunity and the rights to defend our family and our loved ones, and that we can be responsible for our own well-being. I mean, that's awesome.
It's incredible.
And you know what? More and more, you know what I'm starting to see is that this is not an argument about guns. None of this is an argument about guns. It is an argument for or against the state being responsible for parts of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, that's what it's about. Either people want to bury their head in the sand and ignore the fact that there's dangerous people out there who are willing to massacre your family because you have money or just because they want to, and you think the cops can protect you or the government can protect you, or there's individuals like us who realize that, you know what, that stuff happens in a split second. The cops are only there to mop up the mess afterward.
Yep.
You know, you look at San Bernardino, that happened in a heartbeat.
It did. 14 people killed in a heartbeat, 65 rounds fired.
And those guys slipped out.
And the first officers were on scene within 3 minutes.
And they were only there 3 minutes or less because there was a training going on down the street.
Yes.
You know, if these two knuckleheads, these, you know, animals had chosen a target better where, let's say, there hadn't been a training facility nearby, the death toll would have been triple.
Well, and that's here's the thing about that. They had chosen. Their intelligence coming out now in this investigation that they had other far more devastating attacks planned.
Yep.
For that day and the coming days.
Well, fortunately, they messed up. But you know what? I mean, it comes down to the fact, do you trust the state to protect your family?
No.
Or do you trust yourself to do what and train and become responsible?
No, I don't trust the state. I don't trust the government. I don't trust this country to protect my family. You know who I trust? I trust me.
And you know what? That is, I feel like that part of that goes back to this taking responsibility for yourself.
It does. Here's another interesting part about that same press conference, and this is shocking.
Yeah.
You think that previous incident was shocking? Listen to this. Josh Earnest actually admitted that the White House cannot name a single mass shooting that would have been prevented by new or existing gun laws.
Actually, you know, this is interesting this week because as much as the liberals are banging the drums of assault weapon ban and gun control and all this stuff, I've noticed that the New York Times, backpedaled a little bit from their gun confiscation editorial. I noticed the Washington Post, who is no friend of gun owners, actually has admitted stuff like that. Has said that
I saw that. Didn't the Post fact check Rubio?
Yes,
and actually confirm all of Rubio's facts.
And there was a couple other papers
on firearms and gun control.
I think it was the Chicago Tribune published a op-ed that said that an assault weapon ban would do nothing to prevent crime. So here we have these. I think it was a real. For lack of a better word or term, I think it was a real come to Jesus week for people within the liberal media that all of their all the things they droned on about right after San Bernardino were not applicable to the situation, and they would do nothing.
No, there isn't a single gun law that would have prevented any of this, nor is there a gun law in the books that will prevent any further shootings. All right, we're up against a break. Hey, now, we got some really exciting stuff to talk about. We've got a great video I'm really looking forward to hearing. We're going to be back right after this break. You're listening to Ben and Gary, KNews, Armed Nevada Radio, 107.3. All right, you're back with Ben and Gary on Armed Nevada Radio. Oh my God! Brain faded there for a second. Well, I had an out of body experience. I was about, what the hell happened?
I was about ready to take it from you. I was like, "All right, here we go."
All of a sudden, my head started spinning. All right, here we go.
Is it old age?
It might be old age.
Okay, just
shut up. You'd only hope to live this old. All right, we're going to queue up a video here in a second. You're going to listen to the audio of this. This is from whatever the hell they're called.
Our
Every Town for Gun Safety, Moms Demand Action,
Bloomberg,
Moms Against Everything, whatever it is. It's Bloomberg Shill Group. This is a video they posted, and it's another celebrity montage, kind of like the whole We Are the World thing, except they're saying, oh, we can stop the gun violence, you know, as they're surrounded by their armed security behind their gated communities.
Yep.
Friggin' hypocrites. All right. I have not heard this yet. I'm anxious to hear this.
Let's roll.
All right. Cue it up.
Let's do it.
We can end
gun violence.
When we come together, Americans can do anything.
We can end gun violence.
We can end
gun violence.
We can end gun violence.
We can end
gun violence.
We can
end
gun violence.
We can end
gun violence.
We can
end gun violence.
We can end gun violence.
We can end gun violence.
We can
end gun violence.
We can end.
I've had enough.
We can't.
I can't take it anymore.
Oh my God, stop. My ears are bleeding.
We can end
gun violence.
Sean, make it stop.
We can.
Oh. So, did you see Michael J. Fox?
How
come he was blurry?
I don't know, because he can't hold the phone still.
That's why.
Send hate mail to Ben at... No. Hey, you know what? Obama was in this advertisement.
Which is why my ears are bleeding.
And then he spoke on Sunday. Is it just me, or is there something about the tempo and the way that he speaks that just... I can't take it.
No.
He says, it's how he says it. Oh,
yeah, it's a lot to do with what he says, but you're right, how he says it. It's what he says, what he doesn't say. You know, his speech the other night, his third address from the White House to the American people, only three.
Right.
Following the San Bernardino thing, that speech went on for about 10 minutes, I think. He spent 3 minutes talking about terrorism and spent 7 minutes lecturing the rest of us how we should be careful what we say around Muslims.
And maybe that's why I can't stand listening to the man, is that everything sounds like a lecture or a guilt trip.
It does.
Whether it's climate change or gun control. It all feels like the college professor that's mad at you because you interrupted his lecture or because you didn't do the homework or I don't know. It's something about the way he speaks. But this advertisement, it's stupid.
I would love to have just one of those celebrities for 5 minutes and ask them about, see how clueless and ignorant they are about firearms and gun violence. Okay, we can stop it. So what? Like the last time we played something like this. All right, what's your plan?
Right, they don't have one. But they're idiots. And
do they think we care what they have to say?
See, the problem, though, is there's a large section of society that hangs on every celebrity word.
Oh, don't I know it. Yeah. You know what? Keep making crappy movies and stop with your, you know, if you can't contribute anything pertinent or objective or intelligent to the conversation, then kind of get back on the small bus and roll the hell out.
You know what? It's kind of like the other. There's another radio show here in town that loves to drone on about gun violence and stopping it. And when you press that radio show host for the solutions, she just
didn't have any.
Yeah,
had no solutions. Right. And I actually went on that show.
I tried to call her. Hung up on me twice.
Yeah, I went on that show, and you know, I'll be honest, I crushed her. Well, she had no answers. She had nothing.
Because she has no plan. The only plan, you know, and that brings up an interesting...
Well, she has a plan. Remember this? She told me her plan was complete confiscation.
Forced
confiscation.
Well, and prior to that, it was forced education.
Forced education, yeah.
And you know what the funny thing is? A lot of my liberal friends on Facebook, they say the same thing. Oh, you can't give gifts as guns. We're going to have to mandate education. Mm-hmm. And... You know, and then I said, well, what happens if somebody doesn't do that mandatory education? We're going to take their guns away. So pretty quickly.
And that's a good segue into this next topic, which is White House is finalizing gun control. Now,
how do you know this?
You and I called this, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yes, we did.
Following San Bernardino?
Yes.
Said, that's it. That's a straw that broke the camel's back, and they're going to do it.
And you disagreed with that there could be an assault weapon ban.
I did at that time, and yeah. I now am going to backpedal on that.
I like being right, except when it comes to this topic.
You are less incorrect than you usually are.
dang.
we talked about this a little bit before we started the show this morning.
Yeah.
Assault weapons ban.
Well, so Valerie Jarrett, who is?
Valerie Jarrett is White House Chief of Staff?
Chief of Staff or advisor.
She's Chief of Staff.
Valerie Jarrett?
She is. She's definitely an advisor. She may be the Chief of Staff. I don't know.
I think she is.
At least an advisor, for sure. Well, so she confirmed to the press that.
And an Iranian, too, by the way.
Yeah. Awesome. Kind of like Hillary's special aide. What's her name?
Uba Abedin.
Yeah. And John Brennan, director of the CIA.
Yeah. So anyways, she confirmed that they're working overtime, or double time, I think was the quote, on preparing these executive orders for him to sign shortly.
She stated that President Obama directed his cabinet to complete gun control policy for an executive order in short time. And I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to make another prediction. I think that this is going to happen December 14th.
Monday. Okay.
Because that is the anniversary of Sandy Hook.
Yep.
When he's telling them to put the you know, light a fire under their ass and get this thing going,
right.
He wants it done. He wants it done now. And I'm telling you, this is step one towards a really, really ugly.
So I don't really want to be one of those guys that tries to incite a buying frenzy among gun owners, but this feels different. And
I don't think you can cite it. I think it's unavoidable.
Well, I went out and I bought 10 new ten full capacity magazines for my AR platform guns.
I'm good on mags.
I'm much better prepared this time around than I was after Sandy Hook.
But
you know, I'm kind of thinking about
prepare yourselves now. You know, I'm not preaching armed insurrection. I certainly would not do that. I'm saying prepare yourselves. Protect your families, protect your homes.
Make sure you have enough ammunition and enough magazines to sustain yourself over the next few months.
Absolutely. So when this first was reported, there was like we talked about earlier, the White House clueless on the gun run.
Yeah.
And we talked earlier also about 185,000 background checks were conducted on Black Friday.
Hey, quick question.
Sure.
During the last run after Sandy Hook, you know, when ammunition disappeared and magazines were impossible to come by and rifles were selling for three times the value.
Oh, so were mags.
Did that affect your business, the difficulty in getting ammunition? I don't remember.
It did. I had a hard time getting, my students had a hard time getting ammo.
Because it's hard to want to train when you don't feel like you can go buy more ammo tomorrow.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm stocking up on ammo right now, and this has put impingement on my training because I got to keep that ammo for a rainy day.
Right.
You know, I don't have the ammo to train as much as I want to right now.
Yep.
We got some stuff I definitely want to hit on here before the end of the show. when we come back from our break. Michelle Fiore's Christmas card is one of them.
Yes.
You, oh my God, Ben, you have just started a
wildfire.
A wildfire. It is out of control with that calendar. Have you gotten any backlash at all?
Any communication? I guess that's the... Well, yes, I got some messages on Facebook, but I guess the benefit of her taking credit for the photos is I don't get all the hate mail.
There you go.
But the hate, it's kind of... It's a two-sided thing that people are mad because it's a Christmas card that, you know, has them holding guns. And then the other thing is they're mad because her five-year-old grandson is holding a firearm.
WWJS.
Well... What would Jesus shoot?
What would Jesus shoot?
Oh, geez, we're going to hell. Oh, my gosh. But, you know, the thing is and they're coming unglued because, oh, that's so unsafe having a five-year-old hold a firearm.
I saw that. And,
like, people are losing their minds.
Did you see that video from the Young Turks?
Oh, yes.
I want to set them both on fire so badly.
Well, they're idiots.
Did you see him just running on and on about... all right, I want to hit on this after the break. Right. Sean's giving me... We're up against the break. So after I got my ass handed to me last week about not understanding the finger to the watch thing.
Right.
All right, we're going to be back after this break with Ben and Gary, KNews 107. Ben and Gary, KNews 107. All right, we're back with Ben and Gary on Armed Nevada Radio. We were talking about the Young Turks, this program on CNN, I think it is.
Yeah, Michelle Fiore's Christmas card.
And I'm not even going to mention his name. Number one, because I don't know it. Number two, because I don't want to give this jackass any airtime.
Right.
But he said, you know, this five-year-old holding a firearm.
Yeah.
That's just unacceptable. It borders on abuse. What if somebody were to bump him and the gun goes off?
Yep.
What?
Well, so let me just to explain to the liberals what. So that shoot we conducted in Las Vegas, right?
Right.
And we had an individual who I believe owns he's an FFL holder. He brought a bunch of guns for us to use, and we designated somebody as the photo shoot safety officer,
right. The armorer,
right? And they took inventory of everything we were using. And they safety checked all of the firearms. And once they were safety checked, we placed a CBI in each one to show that it was unloaded. And, I mean, so it was very strict. So somebody wasn't taking their loaded gun out of their holster and holding it for the photo. That just wasn't happening. And, you know, and this kid, he was holding a .22 semi-automatic handgun. It was safety checked. And this kid was a stud. He picked up that gun, finger straight along the frame, never on the trigger. So that kid had
more.
So
what are people crying about?
That kid had more trigger finger discipline than I guarantee that anchor on that show would have had if he had picked up a gun. Because you know it's funny as all these crybaby liberals, you hand them a gun and what's the first thing they do?
Oh yeah,
hook their booger
hook on the bang switch. They hook that finger around the trigger.
Yep.
Oh good Lord.
So
I know.
You know what?
Scary stuff.
It brings me a lot of joy to watch people's heads explode over these pictures.
It does. And, you know, I know we get emotional on this show, but I don't think we get nearly as emotional as the response you get from the left, which is all about emotion and all about rage and all about hate and intolerance. You're showing me the picture right now, the Christmas photo. It's on the calendar. Look at that kid. Muzzle discipline, finger along the frame. Yeah. Even grandma. Everybody's got, you know, grandma's got her finger along the, whatever that is she's carrying. I don't even know what that is. Some sort of scary black rifle.
Yeah. It's some sort of an AR pistol. Yeah. This calendar has been.
That's going up in the classroom. So anytime somebody comes take a class now, that calendar will be up in my classroom.
Let me know if you need a few more. Actually, we should give a few away to.
We
those
should.
Our listening audience. So the whole six people that listen to our show every week.
including our listeners in Southern Illinois. They're
so
in
we
Bethalto.
Have 10 total.
Oh, and we have a new listener. A repair guy came over to the house to repair the dishwasher.
Yeah.
He saw the graphics on my truck, started asking me about stuff. And we got on the top. We started talking about current events and about terrorism and firearms. And he asked some very intelligent questions that I that I feel that we answer. We had a common ground, even though we didn't agree on everything.
Right.
He admits he's not a gun guy, but he's not against people owning firearms. And he said to me, it's funny, he goes, you know what? He goes, you should be on radio.
We are.
I said, funny you should mention that. We are.
Let me give you
he
one
goes,
of our.
He goes, what? I said, absolutely. Yeah. Told him about the show. Told him when it airs. And he goes, oh, my God, I'm going to tune in. So
you know
we
what?
Have a new listener. So forgive me. I don't remember your name, dishwasher repair guy. But it took him like all of 30 seconds to fish the dishwasher, by the way.
Real American heroes.
It did. It took him. We spent almost 45 minutes talking about guns in my kitchen.
And 5 minutes.
Oh, less than that. Literally, it took him about 10 seconds to fix the problem with the dishwasher.
Nice.
Which I could have done. I felt like an idiot.
We have way more than 10 listeners because I get people.
Oh, we do.
I get people that stop me all the time and want to talk about the show.
And I know that we have listeners out of state. And it's not, you know, we're not just local.
We have quite a few in California, actually.
We do?
Yeah.
I so want to turn this into a 3-hour show, a 3-hour live show.
You know what? Calls would be so much fun.
Well, they would be. That's something I miss. I think we should. That'd be great to dedicate a segment to call-ins.
Come on.
I know a lot of people would like to.
Come on, Sean. Come on.
Come on. Sean's not in the room, so I know we can talk about this. Otherwise, he'd be having an aneurysm right now.
He'd be turning our mics off.
So, you know, after we're talking about this backlash after the San Bernardino shooting and 185,000 background checks on Black Friday.
Yes.
Ben, tell our listeners. How many background checks, how many firearm purchases were completed, not denied, completed in the month of November?
A little under 2.3 million.
That is insane.
Million.
2.3 million with an M. Gun sales were successfully completed in the month of November.
And last week, Smith & Wesson announced that they had sold or manufactured their millionth Shield.
Wow.
So there's a million M&P Shields floating around out there,
but yet you're gonna come take them, Mr. President. Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah,
you and your liberal left socialist.
Wait a second, can't round up 13 million illegal immigrants.
Oh yeah, they can't. Oh my God, good point.
But we can sure as hell take on the 280 million guns.
Yeah, we'll take. We can't get rid of 13 million illegals, and we'll accept 100,000 Syrian refugees, but we can't. But we're going to go ahead and take 280 million firearms from people?
Liberal logic.
I hope they know what they're in for. They're going to lose that battle.
Yep. Actually, there was an interesting article. We'll talk about it next week.
We got time. I'm talking about it now.
Well,
I'm
trying to think what blog it is. Bearing Arms, I think.
Uh-huh.
One of their writers wrote a hypothetical story about what would happen if, by executive order, Obama declared all guns illegal and announced confiscation.
Oh.
It was kind of an interesting article. There was a lot of, you know, the coming civil war type of
kind
talk.
Kind of what if?
Yeah.
What if?
Kind of scary, actually, if you think about it.
Specifics.
Well, so think about it. He orders it, right?
Right.
This is
hypothetical. So the president orders all outright gun confiscation.
Right. So
just like Dianne Feinstein said, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
I mean, so I think that's the quickest way to martial law.
Yeah. Yes.
And, you know, you think about how many cops would not show up for work that are oath keepers.
Yep.
You think about how many people wouldn't show up, you know, for the National Guard to report for duty if that's what they were being called up to do.
Well, it's an interesting point. I think the vast majority of law enforcement officers, local, state, municipal, county, and our local military, they're going to refuse to enforce
I hope so.
Those orders. I think the great, great majority of them will refuse to enforce them. So that begs a question, who are they going to get to enforce it? Who is the Obama administration going to get to come take 280 million firearms?
I think there's enough statists out there that would probably participate in it, but I think it would be a resounding failure. And I would hope that
You'd get some people turn them in just because they're,
okay. I would hope that the Supreme Court would issue a stay or an injunction against that executive order quickly.
The way the president has stacked the Supreme Court in the past 7 years?
Actually,
you really think so?
Speaking of Supreme Court, they refused to hear the Highland Park assault rifle bill. So, which means that by them not hearing it, they have affirmed the lower court's ruling that communities can restrict the sale of assault rifles.
I read somewhere that the Supreme Court has refused to hear challenges to state or federal gun laws in the past 70 years. 70 years since World War II, the Supreme Court has refused to hear challenges to those cases.
And I just don't understand how, on the one hand, the court with Heller and McDonald can make these huge rulings that, you know, firearms ownership is a personal right, it's not a collective right, and things that have set in motion where we are today, but yet they won't pick up an assault weapon bill.
They don't care. They,
you know,
this
what?
Is all part
Grow
of the
a sack, Supreme Court.
Yep. This is all part of the George Orwellian 1984 philosophy.
Yep.
If you've never read that book, I suggest you read it.
In the context of history, there's no difference between the musket of 1791 and the AR-15 of 2015.
No, there's no difference whatsoever.
You know what? The Justice Roberts, the Chief Justice, he needs to get some courage, stop siding with the Obama administration, and start interpreting the Constitution as written, not as you think it should have been written.
No. Well, I'm not going to hold my breath on that. You know, there is a massive agenda.
Shall not be infringed.
I don't know what they fail to understand about that.
All right.
We are up against the clock. This hour goes by way too fast.
It does. 3-hour show.
Not a bad show for two guys to just come in here and wing it.
I know, right? 3-hour show. Sean's ready to
three-hour live show.
Hold on, my mic's getting turned off.
You guys can fill in for us anytime you want. I love to take vacation days.
Yeah,
I will. I'll come in here and take Ben, and I will come in here and take the reins of STD show. Whatever you want,
you got to fly the plane. You got to do all of it.
Oh.
Show me. Teach me.
We need some training.
Teach me, Obi-Wan.
Teach me.
Oh, maybe I'll just stick Dave in here with you. And make Dave fly the plane.
Make Dave fly it.
Yeah,
he's a certified.
All right, we'll take
operator
calls.
Guy. Yeah, we can do that.
Maybe someday we'll let you guys fill in.
That'd be great.
Maybe someday.
See, now Sean's going, what did I get myself into?
I just said maybe someday.
I have aspirations now.
You have Asperger's?
Yeah.
I give you just a little kernel of hope.
I know.
That's all we need.
I'm smiling right now.
Hope and change, my friend.
Let's get out of here.
All right. We're going to get out of here. Listen, thanks for joining us to all our Southern Illinois listeners there at the bar.
Hope you enjoy your hope and change.
Ashley, keep those beers rolling for those guys. Sweetheart, I'll talk to you soon, and we're going to get out of here. You've been listening to Ben and Gary, Armed Nevada Radio. Ben, take us away.
All right, stay armed, stay safe, and stay vigilant.
Bye.